So welcome back from Pesach. We're going to return to the Sefer HaChinuch. In this week's Parsha, Pesach gives us a chance to focus on Karbanos. We think about, over the course of the beginning of Pesach, the carbon that we're missing, the carbon Pesach in particular, and the visions that we have of bringing carbon Pesach in Beis HaMikdash and Erev Yom Tov. Parshas Achrimos, one of the places where the Torah focuses us on the need to bring the carbon in a particular place and the dangers of bringing a carbon outside of that zone. And that's Mitzvah Kuf Pei Vav, is the Isur against Shchut Echutz. As the Sefer Chinuch begins, Shlo Lizboach Kadshim Chutz La'Azara, an Isur against Shechting a carbon outside of the Azara, outside of the open air area that was formerly the Beis HaMikdash, the open air enclosed area that surrounded the building, the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadosh, and the building of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, that which was called in the Mishkan the Chatzar HaMishkan, and the Beis HaMikdash was called the Azara, that's the area where the Mizbech for Karbanos is located, together with the Kiyor, and that enclosed area is the only area where a Jew is permitted to shecht a carbon. To shecht a carbon outside of the Azara is that yikare shochet bachutz. That's in the language of Chazal, in Zavachim and elsewhere, it's called shchut echutz or shochet bachutz. That's a severe aveira. A pasuk in this week's parasha, sheyishchat shor o kesef oez. A Jew shechts an animal as a carbon, a domesticated animal, behema. It didn't seek to first bring it, to situate it, Pesach Olamoid, facing the opening of the Olamoid, facing the opening of the building of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, which again is the area which we refer to as the Chatzar HaMishkan or the Azara of Beis HaMikdash. Dam Shafach, he spilled blood, surprising language, V'nichras, and you get karis. So that's dramatic. This Isra of Shchut Echutz is a high-level Aveira. It's a member of the select list of Averos Chamurus, or particularly severe Averos, which carry with it an onus of Kares, and the Torah refers to it as Dam Shafach. He spilled blood. What's this mitzvah about? So there are the Dini HaMitzvah. We're going to turn our attention, as always, in this Tuesday Shir, to the Sharasha HaMitzvah. So let's move down to the next paragraph for the Rambah, with the Sefer HaChinuch, excuse me. Let's move to the next paragraph for the Sefer HaChinuch focuses on what are the Sharasha HaMitzvah? What are the lessons to be gleaned from the Torah's insistence? You can only shecht the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a very severe Aveira to do otherwise. What are the lessons to be gleaned? What does this mitzvah, or this lav, seek to develop within us? What attitudes, what aspects of hashkafa, aspects of midos, how does the Isur against Shchut Echutz develop us as Ovdei Hashem? Misharashi HaMitzvah, what are some of the roots of the mitzvah? Lefish Hashem Baruch Hu Kova Makom LeYisrael LaHavisham Karbonosam ULaHachin Sham LeVavam Elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose a particular place for Kalal Yisrael to bring Karbanos, a particular place, Lahachin Sham Levavam Elav, a particular place where we can shape ourselves to focus on Ribbono Shel Olam, a particular place where we can polish ourselves spiritually to Mechin our lathe with a focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something, again, we discussed months ago when we looked at the mitzvah Tzadi Hei, the mitzvah of making a Mikdash. Mitoch Kvius Hamakom Hagdala So Vir Aso Lev Bine Adam Nafsham Mispa El Sham Latov. And as Sefer HaChinuch discussed in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, when you have a particular fixed place, so it's much more impactful. If it's not just, you know, come commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever, but the Makom Miyuchad, a Beis HaMikdash, which is Miyuchad for this, and a place which both spiritually, even physically, architecturally, overwhelms us with the grandeur of Ribbono Shel Olam, so nafsha mispael shel tov, it's going to have more of an impact on our nefesh. Halavavos misrachim, our hearts will be softened, v'nichna'im l'kabel sham malchus, l'kabel sham malchus shamayim shalema. It'll make us more open to becoming people who are subservient to Ribbono Shel'Olam. The impact of Beis HaMikdash is a place that can help us to engender what the Rav describes as the surrender before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Al-Kei Minanu Hashem Me'asos HaMais HaKarbonos Rak B'makom Ahu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Bring the carbon nowhere but in the Beis HaMikdash. Kedei Shetehei Kapara Shalem Lanu. So that the impact of the Kapara that the carbon brings will be complete. It'll be Shalema because we're getting not only the impact of the Havas HaKarbon itself, but the impact of the ambiance of Beis HaMikdash. And then the Sefer Chinuch says, let's understand this more. So we understand that there's opportunity cost. That's what he said so far. To bring a carbon is so impactful. To bring carbon in Beis HaMikdash is so much more impactful. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't fritter away the opportunity. Don't bring the carbon anywhere but in Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, you're losing so much of the impact that the carbon could have if you had the impact of carbon in Beis HaMikdash. Klal Advar, then he says, in more general, global terms, Kol Asher Tzivanu L'Tov Lanu. The mitzvahs are for our own benefit. Kemosha Kazavnu, as I've developed in the past, Mitzvah Sefer Chinuch reminds us, Kadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. Kadosh Baruch Hu has no deficiencies. He doesn't need our mitzvahs in the sense that he's lacking something that we're taking care of for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in our benefit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us that we will do the mitzvahs which were designed to ultimately benefit us, to raise us, to enhance our lives emotionally, spiritually. Kol Asher Tzivanu Letovlan, commercial kasavim. Yekel chafetz betovas briyosav betuva gadol. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is beneficent, and he's interested in doing good for his creatures. V'yomar, and this good God says the pasuk with which we began, pasuk at the Sefer Chinuch quotes at the very beginning. Dam shafach mishiyakav chutz laoso hamakam anivchar. Dam yechashivlo. It's considered blood. Dam shafach. He spilled blood. Shvichas damim is usually a term that we use, particularly in the language of Chazal, but in Chumash as well, to refer to murder. So why are we calling shut echutz murder? I understand you brought a carbon inappropriately. You brought a carbon inappropriately. You know, there's a machlokas hatanaim, whether Ramban discusses this, whether the primary focus of the Isur Shechut Echutz is the fact that you're bringing the carbon inappropriately, or the fact, or the concern that it may lead to outside of Beis HaMikdash is more likely to degenerate into Avodah Zarah. And the Sefer HaChinuch so far has taken the approach that it's really about the siluf HaKarbon. You want to do the carbon properly as opposed to missing the impact of the carbon by handling the carbon outside of Beis HaMikdash. But still, it's called Shvichas Damim. Yeah, you murdered. Which person has been murdered here? There's no human casualty. Even if you were to take the other approach, that it's like a siyug to Avodah Zarah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to bring carbonates outside Beis HaMikdash because it may degenerate into Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a very, very severe Avera, but it's not Shvichas Damim. Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim are both members of the list of three Averas, which are always Yehareg Valyavar, but they're not the same. So if you want to say, if the Torah would have said, you brought the carbon b'chutz, you've essentially worshipped Avodah Zarah, you're stepping onto a slippery slope that leads to Avodah Zarah, that we would understand. And that would speak to that machlokas hatanam. The Torah didn't mention Avodah Zarah. The Torah mentioned Dam Shafach. The Torah mentioned murder. Where's the murder? Where's the bloodshed, literally? Dam Yechashiv Lo. It's bloodshed if you've slaughtered a carbon outside of Beis HaMikdash. What's that supposed to mean? So Sefer HaChinuch explains to us that there's another idea here as well. That terminology is opening up a window to a new idea. In addition to understanding that mitzvahs are opportunities for us, for humans in general, and for Klal Yisrael in particular, mitzvahs are incredible opportunities, vehicles, divine vehicles for delivering tov, divine goodness to us. Another idea at play as well. Anywho, ki Hashem lo hitir levnei Adam besar balei chayim rak lekapara or letzorchei bnei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us license to slaughter animals purposefully, either lekapara, to achieve kapara. You're going to bring an animal as a carbon to get kaparas avonos, to emerge from tumah to tahara, to strengthen one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever the kapara of the carbon is, whatever the spiritual impact of the carbon is, or letzorchei bnei Adam. We're also permitted to shecht animals for entirely human physical purposes. Gemara explains, based on the Pesukim and Chumash, that during the 40 years the Jews were in the desert, they could not slaughter Besar Taiva. They were not allowed to slaughter animals merely to eat. The only way they were allowed to eat meat over the course of the years in the Midbar was by shechting an animal as a carbon. For instance, as a shlamim, most of which is eaten by the owners of the animal. The Torah points out, based on the Pesukim and Chumash Devarim, when Klal Yisrael come to Torah says that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll be allowed to shecht besar taiva as well. You're allowed to shecht the way we do, to shecht an animal anywhere in the world, purely for human purposes. No part of it is offered on the mizbeach. The blood is not sprinkled. It's not kodesh. It's not kachim. It's not a carbon. It's chulin. It's a secular animal which I'm slaughtering in order to eat, or for some other human purpose. So both of those are entirely legitimate. Kadosh Baruch Hu licenses us to act to slaughter an animal either lekapara, or either spiritually lekapara, or for physical needs, letzorchei bnei Adam, kigon, mazon or refuah, kol davar sheyesh bo shum tzorach bnei Adam. It might be in order to eat, or it might be, you know, for therapeutic reasons, in order to extract some medicinal item from the animal, kol davar sheyesh bo shum tzorach bnei Adam, or some other legitimate human need, presumably to use the skin to make leather, to use the fur, and so on and so forth. That is legitimate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, clearly in Parshas Noach and beyond, license human beings to shecht animals for a variety of purposes. Aval hamisim b'li shum toelas klal, but to kill an animal for no purpose, to purposely slaughter animals, yesh b'davar hashchasa, that's destruction. And I believe he means not only destruction, but hashchasa in terms of hashchasa and mitos. That's corrosive. Just to kill animals for no reason, for no purposely kill animals, that's corrosive to a person's personality. That's corrosive to a person's neshama, to a person's minos. The nikra shofech dam. Wow. The Chinuch says, and that's why he's referred to as a shedder of blood. You slaughter a carbon outside of Beis HaMikdash, it's not a valid carbon, and you're not allowed to eat it or do anything with it. Shchutei chutz. There's nothing to do with it. So what do? You slaughter an animal for no reason. Just for kicks? That's the shofech dam. There's an element of bloodshed, not like murdering a human being. Let's not get carried away, says the Sefer Chinuch. Let's keep it in perspective. It's not nearly the same magnitude as murdering a human. L'ma'alas ha'adam u'p'chisas ha'behema. Man is the... as a unique place in the cosmos. Man is the purpose of creation. Animals are not on the same, nowhere near the same spiritual level as people, obviously. It's still called bloodshed because you're shedding the blood of an animal outside of the bounds of the divine license, because it was lilo toel, so it was purposeless. And that's why the Torah refers to it as bloodshed. You slaughtered this animal in a way in which you're not commanded, not obligated to. Not only not obligated to, There isn't even any purpose to it. There isn't any human benefit to it. And it's even worse. Yesh b'davar nezek, shama mitzvah boro. You're violating the halacha. You're violating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations. L'kach anasho hakasu b'charis. That's why the Torah punishes with charis. That's remarkable. It's a remarkable approach of the Sefer Echinuch. That we begin with one idea, but then it gives rise to another dynamic as well. The core reason for avoiding Shechut Eichot, the core reason for the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbidding us to shecht a carbon outside of the Chatzar HaMishkan, outside the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Sefer HaChinuch again is focused on the fact that you're not doing the carbon properly. You're not bringing the carbon in the place where you feel, even philosophically, not only halachically, even philosophically, you're not bringing the carbon, you're vastly diminishing the spiritual impact and the psychological impact of the carbon on the person bringing the carbon when it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. As we mentioned, the other approach in Tan'am is also a siyag to Avodah Zarah. It's like a gezeira doraisa. Don't bring a carbon outside of Beis HaMikdash, lest you slide into bringing karbanos to Avodah Zarah. But whatever the rationale, there's a core rationale as a result of which the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, it's a mitzvah to bring karbanos, but only in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside Beis HaMikdash, now is it not a mitzvah? It's an aveira. Now is it an aveira? It's a severe aveira. But then, as the Sefer Chinuch told us, once it's no longer permitted to bring a carbon outside of Beis HaMikdash, and certainly it's forbidden, but as soon as it's not permitted, and as soon as it will not be a valid carbon, nor will it be usable in any secular way, because once I shecht the carbon b'chutz, I'm not allowed to eat it, I'm not allowed to have any personal benefit from it, nor have I accomplished halachically or hashkafically the carbon. So now this become, not only have I violated the law of Shechut Eichot, but I've also killed an animal purposelessly. And to kill an animal in a purposeless, pointless fashion is, on some level, a miniature version of Shefichas Damim. Now the Noi Behuda famously has a tshuva about sport hunting. He talks about the fact that we're certainly allowed to hunt animals purposefully. We're certainly allowed to hunt animals, whether it's to catch them the way that we can subsequently shecht them, or to catch fish that we can eat, or to catch animals for other human purposes, for the skins, for the fur, and so on and so forth. But he says, just to attack animals for sport, he says, imagine what that does to a person's neshama. I'm going to engage in hurting purposelessly for sport. So that's disturbing, and that can have a disturbing impact on me. And Sefer Chinuch tells us to kill an animal, catch and release is one thing. Catch and release is one thing, but to kill an animal for no purpose, to kill an animal for no purpose, it's a shofech dam. A shofech dam. It's a powerful concept. Powerful implications from this Sefer HaChinuch in terms of the power of place and the power of context. And thinking about, perhaps as we come out of Yom Tov Pesach into the routine, to think about ways to maintain spaces that are particularly impactful, as the Sefer HaChinuch said, halavavus misrakhim. I would suggest thinking if, over the course of Yom Tov, we had more time in the Beis HaKnesses, more time in the Beis HaMedrash during the week than we would typically have in a typical week, to take stock of that and to spend a few minutes pondering, like, what were the impacts? And are there ways to carve out time? Are there opportunities ever during the week to daven tefillos in a Beis HaKnesses rather than outside of the Beis HaKnesses. Sometimes it's not a practical option, but sometimes it is. And tefillah is important anywhere. The tefillah is not the same as a karban. There's no Easter of davening outside of Beis HaKnesses, clearly, the way there is an Easter of bringing a karban outside Beis HaMikdash. But the concept is worth considering. The concept of seeking to be Ovid Hashem in a maximally impactful location, thinking about the impact, multiplying the impact on us of our avoda by choosing the best possible ambiance and the best possible context, that's an important part of our avoda, and I would suggest an important part of the avoda of an Isruchak, the avoda of transitioning from a week of Yom Tov into a routine week, but it can be a week of weekdays, but elevated weekdays, and it could begin a whole series of months and years, Mitzvah of elevated weekdays, figuring out how we can take the Yom Tov of Pesach with us, and a part of that perhaps is again to return to the opening concept of the Sefer Echinuch, which is to recognize the way in which Kviyas Makom v'Hagdala So can Nafsham Mispael Sham Latov, that the impact of an avoda can be multiplied by choosing the right spot whenever possible. Abosa, we'll be in touch. I wish you all a productive week. Thank you so much for calling in.